This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Weekend Breakfast with Paul and Ando.
Ando, we got our first guest on the line.
We certainly do. Now, friend and supporter of Joy, Time Out Magazine describe this guest as, with comic timing that splits seconds, they have the kind of charisma that cult leaders exploit. What a bloody quote. Lou Wall, welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi.
Look, that quote, I never know if that quote is like a good thing or a bad thing, but I use it everywhere.
I love it. Like, it's kind of, you sound like you're a nuclear weapon, nearly split seconds.
I sound way naughtier than I actually am, and I love that for me.
Lou, we've had you on the show a couple of times, and Ando, I've both seen you in person doing the show. You are very naughty.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Funny, naughty, and super talented.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. Now, Melbourne Fringe is on. Your show kicks off in 3 days' time, called Bleep Bloop. Can you describe what the hell is Bleep Bloop?
Well, look, the name of Bleep Bloop came because I didn't have a title, and my producer like sent me a text being like, okay, what are we going to call this thing? And I texted back, just been like, I don't know, Bleep Bloop. And then she printed it on 500 flyers. I kid you not, 500 flyers. And I was like, look, the environment is more important to me than a show name. So that's why my show is called Bleep Bloop. I didn't want to reprint. But the show is like my debut comedy album. So I've written 8 tracks, 8 songs, and it's kind of just like a gay, glittery celebration of pop comedy, I guess.
Wow, that sounds incredible. I can't believe you didn't mean to call it that. It's worked quite well, actually.
It has worked in my favor. Happy accident.
Now, the album. So, there's an album. The album released? Or, like, what's... Explain that.
You know what? I sent it to Distro yesterday, so it's going to be up in about 4 or 5 days.
If people want more info on the album specifically, will it be available, like, on our normal...
Yeah,
services?
It's going to be on Spotify, on YouTube, I don't know, all the other places. Yeah, I'm so excited. I've never done it before. It's kind of nerve-wracking, but I was like, oh, here we go. Let's go.
Now, Lou, do you feel there's a different atmosphere in Melbourne at the moment now we've got Fringe back up and running after all these years?
Truly, like I was saying to someone last night, I was like, oh, I probably can't say that. Well, I can't say it on radio, but like Fringe is like, it's off chops this year.
Off chops.
Like I've seen.
That's a nice way to describe it.
I've seen so far 25 shows in the last 12 days. Like I've been going like the absolute clappers. Everything is on. There's so much art happening. Some horrible art, some great art. But that's just the beautiful nature of Fringe.
And who would you recommend? Like, of 25 shows, that's a lot. Who would you sort of say, hey, if you've got a spare hour or two?
Got a spare moment?
Yeah.
My good friend Alex Hines is doing a show called Juniper Wild, where essentially she plays a drag queen that ends up in hell and has to redeem herself. And it's the campest thing you'll ever see. So that would be my recommendation if you've got time.
Fantastic.
That's what I love about Fringe. There is some real random stuff that is super fun.
Truly. And stuff that you're like, how did this artist even think about this? Like, they must have been in a lockdown fever dream for the last 2 years to come up with this shit.
So your imagery on the Fringe website, that's a beautiful picture. I love that outfit. Your hair, the shine on it, Lou. I don't know if you've been photoshopped, but what inspired
I've been so
cheeky, Ando.
So photoshopped because that outfit was blue. I had a crazy time. That outfit was blue, and I was like, I don't like it. Let's make it green. But the hair is all real.
Nah, it's photoshopped now. I don't believe you anymore, Lou Wall. Wow. So for folks that have never seen you perform before, how would you describe your comedy? Like, it's because it's unique, I think. Beautifully unique.
I guess it's just like, it's like a pop album meets stand-up comedy. Yeah. Like, I would describe myself as similar to Bo Burnham, but like, I don't, my tracks are pretty like, you know, just about the standard thing that queer people go through. Like, my opening track is called Gays Are Always Late. My closing track is called Short King. Yeah. So there's anthems for everyone.
There is. And the audience participation, like, even though you might know the words, suddenly you find yourself bopping along and you know some of the words by the time the show's over.
my goal is always to have people like with choruses stuck in their head for weeks to come. Being I literally hate Lou Wall. Get this out of my head.
Hey, what's next after Fringe, Lou?
I'm writing Sleep, definitely, for about 3,000 years. I'm writing a new show for Comedy Festival next year, which I just got. I was a recipient of a Moosehead Award, which is support from the festival to make. So that's very exciting.
Wow.
Congratulations. That was announced yesterday. So very coveted and well earned and deserved, Lou.
Back
to the new show that you're writing. I've got a tip for you. Let your producer know or your manager know what it's called.
Have a little, yeah. This one is going to be way more well-produced. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'll change it last minute. Who knows?
Very good. Hey, Lou Wall, thank you so much for taking the time to drop by this morning. If people want to get more information about your Fringe show that kicks off in 3 days' time, where should they head?
Head to the Melbourne Fringe website, look up Bleep Bloop or Lou Wall. And I have a cheeky code for Joy listeners because I love the quiz. For the opening two nights, you can use the code Bing Bong, B-I-N-G-B-O-N-G, for 2-for-1 tickets if you are interested. Thank you.
Bing Bong for Bleep Bloop.
That's the one. Not confusing at all.
Not at all. Thanks so much, Lou. Lovely chatting to you.
Thank you. Have a great Fringe, Lou.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.